Well, I'm at the Wired 2011 conference, and I've just met a very interesting man called Stanley Yang from a company called Neurosky. And he's just been showing me examples of his business, which involves using your mind to control machines. Stanley, I've just seen a video you've shown me of a device in which is available in Japan. Two ears, and you can waggle them by mind control. What's that about?
Well, the idea was that cats and animals, they can wiggle their ears, like wag their tails. They express their feelings through their emotions and through their physical actions. We designed the headset so that you can express how you feel in simple terms, not very complicated feelings, but simple terms. If your ear perks up, that means you're interested in something. If your ears come down, that means you're relaxed. If they're waggling, that means they're wiggling, that means you're thinking about something. That gives you, gives everybody an additional form, maybe an additional two limbs to express your feelings and gestures.
Now, that's just one example of the technology that you're now marketing. Just tell us a bit more about the sort of applications that this mind control technology has.
I wouldn't call it mind control. It's actually a very scientific approach. We have been measuring brainwaves in the hospitals and biosignals for a long time, over 70 years. So we simply took that technology out of the hospital and make it mainstream, easy to use, and it doesn't require all the procedures in the hospital to wire you up. But after that, what we can use is basically our neurons' signals, our brainwave signals and our muscle signals. We translate those into digital signals, so that we can communicate with our machines better. In the past, all the machines or the technology we have invented around us, I call them humans conforming to machines. We have to conform to the machine's form factor. Everything we use, from TV to computers to even a light switch or a thermometer, a thermostat on the wall, we have to go and trigger them. If you were to fall asleep today with a TV on, with a light on, the TV will continue to be on and the lights will continue to be on. However, with a biosensor, one of our biosensors embedded in the pillow, for example, you won't even see the sensor, but if it picks up that you're already asleep, then it should turn off the TV for you, turn off the light for you, and maybe set the temperature in the right temperature setting for you so you have a good night's sleep.
And briefly, is this an idea that has finally come? We've been hearing about this for quite some time. Are we going to see lots of real-world applications that are going to be in our lives?
Exactly. That's what we're driving into right now. We're developing these sensors, and they're being leveraged by many different industries to build a bunch of different consumer products. I just mentioned the cat ears, they're toy products. We work with Star Wars, a franchise that come out of the Star Wars Force Trainer. Those are, I would call them entertainment products. They're just fun to have. However, we also are in the educational product sector where we can monitor students' progress. Is this student better with math, better with English, better with history? Anything like that, and it's through the curriculum, so we can make a recommendation or the computers can make a recommendation on what the student's good at or bad at. From that to healthcare, wellness, measuring, treating people with ADD problems.
A whole range of applications.
Yes.
Then. Well, Stanley Yang, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.